Shotgun snap back to Alex Smith. Over the middle. Nelson dies! Back of the end zone! Touchdown! Kansas City!
1-5 to a playoff berth. I mean, that story is amazing in and of itself. And you look at the 9 straight wins. But along this journey, along this path, just what was the turning point for you in which you felt like, hey, this could actually happen?
I think from the very start, you know, I think this organization, the coaching staff, the scouting department, the GM, I think they did an excellent job of putting the type of guys that we need in this locker room to be successful. And I think our locker room already kind of understood taking one game at a time, and this is what we're going to do, and try to go 1-0 each and every week. But if we just got back to the basics, you know, got back to, you know, tackling, catching, throwing, blocking, running, stuff like that, we knew it would be okay.
Something you said back at OTAs about your relationship with Alex Smith is that...
I think me and Alex are off to a great start.
Now we sit here 1,000 yards later. What do you think those numbers say about your relationship, and how has that developed over that time?
You know, I'm not the type of guy to talk about, you know, numbers and stats. I've always said, you know, if I'm going to be a big part of the offense like I thought I'd be, the numbers will come.
And Macklin having a heck of a game.
But as far as just him and I just being on the same page, you know, I think, you know, our open communication, being able to talk to each other after each and every play, you know, while we're practicing and stuff like that, I think it's definitely helped us. You know, if he has something that he sees, you know, this upcoming game or saw something last game, you know, he'll come communicate with me. I sit in Cully's office. And, you know, we just talk, man. And I think the more you communicate with somebody, the more trust and more respect you earn for that person and vice versa. And I think that kind of leads to good things.
Hey, go out here and make plays, man. Let's be accountable, all right?
Yes, sir.
Wide outs on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Talk about attacking vertically. It seems like the last few games you've been able to do that. What makes you confident in your abilities that when you've got that look that you want, that you're going to win at the line of scrimmage?
Well, I think I'm going to win every time I step out there. That's my mindset. And that should be anybody's mindset who plays in this league, you know, that it doesn't matter who they put out there. I got the advantage.
Let's go!
That's something that we've definitely tried to put into what we do, but we just got to let teams know that, hey, you can't put 8 in the box. You can't stay flat-footed back there. I'm going to run by you, and Albert's going to run by you. Chris is going to run. Somebody's going to run by you. So.
And another young playmaker in Travis Kelce. Just what kind of sense do you get for what you're able to do out on the field is kind of beneficial, what he's able to do, his skill set, and vice versa?
Being able to be that big and be able to move the way he does and create mismatches like he does. And I think he helps create for me, and I help create with him and the whole offense and vice versa. And, you know, he's one of the best I've ever seen at that position with the ball after the catch. You know, he likes to dance a little bit, which is something I don't do. But as far as, you know, being aggressive and playing kind of with that chip on your shoulder, and I think the sky's the limit for him. And now, you know, Coach Reed called him the other day, you know, one of the hardest working guys on the team, because he truly is.
Stay in our house. Let's go.
We talk about leadership. Starts with Andy Reid. You've been around him on 2 different organizations now. You might know him better than any other player. Just what is it about how he handles the team and his leadership that you feel like made him the right guy to be able to take you guys from what you did earlier in the season and put you in a position to where you are right now?
I think for starters, he never changed. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, what you look for out of your coach and out of the coaching staff is when things hit the fan, you know, kind of how do they act? And the fact that they kept preaching the same thing from day one, you know, I think speaks volumes, and I think it's kind of helped us turn the season around. You know, obviously, you know, winning 9 straight is great, and we were happy that we're in, but we got much bigger goals we want to achieve.